There's a famous kasha, and this kasha is Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi's kasha. It's in the Re'eim, on Rashi and Chumash, and Parshas Kiseitse. So why do we kill the Ben Sayyid Remeir? The Mishnah said, Yomus Zakai Va'al Yomus Chayiv. And the Braisna described it somewhat graphically, because what's going to happen is this child is stealing from his parents, and eventually, Megamer Nichseyov, if his father's not going to have money anymore. Umevakish Limudai. And this is a little bit ikachaser. He's actually going to kill the Prius, right? Because melastim just means to steal. But he's going to kill. And it's for that reason, Chazal said, Yomus Zakai, Va'al Yomus Chai. Freak the Re'eim. What would be if this Ben Sermer actually did everything that we're worried he might do? He'd be a Ritzeach, for which he would be Chai and Misas Bezdin, which Misas Bezdin, Sayef. What do we give him now? We give him Skila. Sefreik de Re'eim. If the reason we're giving him Misas Bezdin is Al Shem Soifai, well, Al Shem Soifai is Sayef. So why are we giving him Skila? Give him Sayef. And not just that, Skila we know is Chamura. And because Skila is Chamura, doesn't it make more sense that we should give him Sayef? How did he get upgraded to Skila? Al Rishonim Anu Mitzarim that we're giving him Misas Bezdin. No, he's Nidan Al Shem Soifai. Besedus, Al Shem Soifai, give him now Sayef. Yomus Zakai, Al Yedei Sayef, Al Yomus Chayef, Al Yedei Sayef. How did he go from Sayef to Skila? So the Re'eim says two Terusim. The first Terus that the Re'eim says is that we're concerned that maybe this Reitzeach will kill on Shabbos. Meaning, to him, Shabbos and Mitvach is going to be one and the same, right? He's not going to have any Chashivas for Shabbos. So what happens if he kills on Shabbos? Netilas Neshama is one of the Lamitas Malachas. He's going to be Mechal Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos is Chayav Skilo. As a result, we're concerned that he's going to be Chayav Skilo. Thus, Yomu Zakai Al Yidei Skilo. For the Yomu Chayav Al Yidei Skilo. It's a little bit of a Chiddush. Number one, Mechatesi is going to steal on Shabbos. And number two, is that true that if someone kills somebody on Shabbos, he's Chayim Misas Bezdin? Is that a Melechus Machsheves? Maybe that's Mekalkul B'chaburah. So you have to look at that in light of Hilchus Shabbos. Reim says another Teretz. There are other Terutzim that are given by the Rishonim already, but I'll just tell you one Ha'ara, and that is the Maral Miprag in his Chumash Gur Aryeh. So he brings the Reim's Kasha, and he says a very big Kiddush. And that is the Yirid Olei Kasha. And the reason is because the Hazeshu Ben Sayru Meir, this person that's a Ben Sayru Meir, Goyrim Shayahoyre Kamenafashis. We don't think he's just going to kill one person. We think he's going to kill many people. Ulefichach, and it's for that reason, Hechmira HaTayra Olaf. The Torah was Machmir. And if you go through the Arichos of the Maral says that a Reitzeach is Chayef Sayef. But that's really if you kill once or twice. But if someone kills Ba'ifin Tmidi, Be'etzem is Chayef Skila. Now, he wouldn't get Skila. Meaning, if somebody comes to Bezdin and they're judging him now because he killed 50 people, they're not going to give him Skila, even if he's found guilty for 50. Because we're going to view each one of them individually. And once he's Chayef Sayef, he's Chayef Sayef. There's no din that says he's Chayef Skila. But if you want to understand what the person really needs in order to get a proper kapara, says the Maral, he really needs Skila. And it's for that reason we're concerned that this person's going to kill multiple times. Multiple times means he Chayef Skila. Thus, Yom HaZakav, Yom HaChayef, as it relates to Skila. I think the obvious Tzushtel, or two shtels to this, Gur Aryeh is number one, Rabbeinu Yonin Shari Tshuva, who says that, you know, even though when it comes to understanding different averus, that there's an asay and there's a lois asay and there's chavi krisos, chavi misas bezdin, but that's only if you do it by kroy ba'almo. Rabbeinu Yonin says that if a person's over an asay again and again and again, it could be more chomer than a lois asay, etc., etc. There's an idea that because of the kamos of the avera, the tmidius of the avera, it actually upgrades the avera. Another tzushtel is the ran in the end of Masechtas Yuma, in the sugya of a chayla sheyesh by sakana, with Allah is machil noisi akal akal. And the ran brings from the Maram Rutenberg and the Rishonim, they discuss what would be if you have a chayla sheyesh by sakana at Shabbos, he needs a piece of meat. And you have two options. You could shecht an animal and give him meat, or you could take a little bit of bus in a vela. So Pasha, you would say, machil noisi akal akal, give him the nevela. Don't be machal Shabbos, because nevela is a regular lois asay, whereas chil Shabbos is a lois asay sheyesh by misas bezdin. But says the ran, quoting Rishonim, it's not so poshid. The reason it's not so poshid is because Chil Shabbos, you're going to do the Avera one time. As opposed to Nevela, Kol Kezayas or Kezayas, there's going to be another Issa Nevela. The point is that when you do something Ba'ifin Tmidi, even though it's less Chomer, it actually gets upgraded. Right? This is one of Rabbi Yosef Engel's big Mar Mekoymas for Reiv HaKamus versus Reiv HaEchos. Nevela is Reiv HaKamus, whereas Chil Shabbos is Roiva Eichos. But this Gur Aryeh is a little Maramakim. That a Ritzeach is Chayef Saif. But if you do it again and again and again and again and again, at this point, Saif is not going to be enough for you. At this point, maybe you're going to need more. Right? This is also reminiscent of the Smag with regards to Moilech, the Marshav, Ein Oichem and Adin, that if someone's Noisim, Mizari la Moilech, Skila. But what if he's Noisim Kol Zari, then maybe it's already more. One Ritzicha for that, it's Zayef. Multiple Ritzichas for that, already it's going to be Skila. A very nice Marimachim.